Two people have died in an overnight house fire in North Vancouver's Delbrook neighborhood. The fire broke out at home on the 4000 block of Delbrook Avenue around 3:20 a.m., according to North Vancouver RCMP. Several residents of the home were able to escape before the residence became fully engulfed, police say. However, a search of the structure after District of North Vancouver Fire and Rescue Services members extinguished the blaze found the remains of two people, a man and a woman from the same family, according to police. "We are in the very early stages of this investigation," said Const. Mansour Sahak, North Vancouver RCMP spokesperson, in a release on Thursday morning. RCMP investigators will be working closely with the DNVFRS to determine the cause of the fire. At a press conference held Thursday morning, Assistant Fire Chief Scott Ferguson described an intense scene when the first crews arrived about 6 minutes after the first 911 call came in. About half of the house was fully engulfed in flames and hydro lines were arcing dangerously. Both cars in the driveway were on fire, one of which exploded while crews were preparing to enter the home. "Because of the heavy fire load, we were not able to make entry until we were able to knock the flames back, and of course we made entry as soon as we safely could," said Ferguson. "This is a bad one. Anytime you have a fatality, it's going to be a bad one." A fire destroys a home in North Vancouver's Delbrook neighborhood, February 9, 2023. Pat Bell. The fire drew a large response, including 27 crew members and additional trucks from North Vancouver City Fire Department. "They were able to take offensive actions to work to extinguish the structure, and unfortunately, we were unable to alter the outcome that we've encountered today with the two fatalities," said Fire Chief Brian Hutchinson. Ferguson described the damage to the building as severe. "More than half of the house is fire damaged and the rest is smoke and water damaged," he said. "Most of the fire damage was done to the south side of the house where the garage and porch are," he added. Neighbor Ramin Haghihi said he woke up to the sound of possibly 10 explosions. He described the flames as reaching 6 meters into the sky. "Honestly, I was afraid and went back to the house," he said. Police are not yet releasing the names or ages of the victims. However, Haghihi said the home is lived in by two seniors and a man and woman in their 30s. He said he saw a man and an older woman safely get out of the house, and he believes the victims were father and daughter. "I am sad," he said. A burned-out car sits in the driveway of the blackened home February 9. Mina Kerr Lazenby, North Shore News. Violet McAllister, who lives opposite the home, was made aware of the blaze when she woke up to sirens in the night. "I opened my eyes and I just saw red lights. I looked out my window and there were just all these cars and smoke billowing out of their roof," she said. McAllister said she didn't know her neighbors well, but knew they were fairly new to the area and had lived within the home for less than a year. Neighbor Tabasin Shabazi, who witnessed large flames after waking up to an explosion, said the news of the deaths was devastating and will have an effect on the community. "We were very frightened and we are just so sad. We are thinking about making our house more safe now," she said. The survivors were taken to Lionsgate Hospital for treatment. The North Vancouver RCMP Victim Services and North Shore Emergency Management are engaged in providing assistance to the family.